Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to discuss how things got their names. When we think about how things, objects, animals, how things actually got their names, and why do we give these names, the words, why do we give them so much meaning? And I find it interesting because I feel that the more that we give words power, which words do have power, and the more we believe in the power of the word, there's a tendency of us getting farther and farther away from actually seeing the action instead of what the words are. And it's like we've gotten farther away from actions speak louder than words. I found that many people are in relationships, whether personal, professional, family dynamics, where there's a lot of word salad being used, right? There's a lot of word salad being used, but there's not a lot of action. There's a lot of talk and little action. And I don't know about you, but I've experienced it where you have folks that tell you all these great things. They tell you what you want to hear, I guess. They get you believing on this stuff. You know, you're like into it. And the next thing you know, everything that they talked about is not coming to fruition. There's a lot of talk about it, a lot of buildup, but not a lot of actual action and taking charge of that. And it seems like that's a lot sometimes of what we deal with in life. I've realized that more often than not when I look back at some people, I realize that there was a lot of talk and very little action from the majority of people actually in my life to some degree. And that's obviously shifted in the last several years as you continue to change and evolve and grow stronger in your own identity. You begin to connect with people who are also stronger in their identity. You begin to also see between the lines. You begin to see the truth clearly when you're dealing with people who are more about the talk and less about the action. You know, I find also that many people tend to get into toxic relationships. We can call these trauma bonds. And instead of realizing that it's a trauma bond, we begin to think that this is real love. We begin to think this is real love because the other person's telling us how much they love us, but in reality, it's a web that's being created. And we're believing in this type of love because it's something that we've been around. It's something we're accustomed to. It's something that we've been introduced to probably in the family dynamic growing up. And so it seems so familiar that it's got to be love. But we don't realize that all the nice words and the flowery talk and the I love yous and the I'm going to do better and the I'm going to get help and I'm going to make changes, those are great and they're wonderful when people actually do that. But when it's not happening and it's not coming to fruition and it's promises that are empty, it becomes a problem. And that's why the show today, I think, is important, is because now more than ever, we really need to start focusing on the action. And I get it. You know, we can't have a show on national radio, right? You can't have Live Your True Life Perspectives if I'm not speaking, right? We'd have to all sit there and, you know, get into each other's minds and try to, you know, connect there on some sort of conscious spiritual level. And, you know, but it would be, there would be nothing spoken. It would be dead air for an hour, right? So that's not acceptable. So we do have to use words. But the words have to be used properly and holistically with truth behind them, right? There has to be the belief system that this is the truth. This is how we do feel. This is where we're going from A to B. And this is what's important. And that's why this show's been on for so long, is it's all about truth. It's all about understanding. It's all about connection. It's all about conscious living. It's about living our true life. And so I want to start talking about how things got their name, and I want to have a little bit of fun with this so we can actually think about things just a little more clearly sometimes and have a little bit of a laugh today to realize how we take things so seriously. And how we actually see words so seriously and how we define words. And so I think it's interesting, the random giving of names to things, right? So the random giving of names to things is always very interesting to me. You know, like, for example, why was the turkey named the turkey instead of the eagle? Now, I mean, obviously, you know, because we, you know that a turkey is a turkey and an eagle is an eagle, you know, it's different. It's different. So it's hard to sit there and say, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, a turkey, an eagle doesn't look like a turkey, and a turkey doesn't look like an eagle. Well, okay. Well, that's because we've grown up with saying an eagle is this and a turkey is that. And so we give this meaning, and we give this belief to, okay, this is what that is and that is what that is. But if you really think about it, yes, there was some thought that went into it. But for the most part, this was a random giving of names. A random giving of names. We're randomly defining things as well. And so we've grown up with this. We were raised around this. We grew up around this. And so we don't really know anything different, right? We don't know anything different. And so then, as we get older, as a child, we begin to know what words are. We learn, you know, we learn our numbers, we learn words, we learn what the word means, you know, cat, dog, we learn all this kind of stuff. And we give meaning to it, and we define it, and we see it as it is, right? And so that's always interesting, and I understand that. And in order for us to speak and have a language, I get it. The importance of that is definitely viable. However, I feel that sometimes we give words too much power. Too much power over us. Okay? You know, when you think about words that are endearing, and when words are given to us that are endearing or told to us, you know, I really respect you, or I care about you, or I love you, or I can unconditionally love you, those are amazing things. Now, especially when it's backed up by action, that's when things start really gelling. That's when things start gelling. When it's backed up by action, that's when we are rocking and rolling. And there are some relationships that we have that are very healthy and, you know, really are there to push us forward consciously. And those endearing words that are followed up by action are extremely powerful. But what about, like, the profanity? What about the words that really upset us? What about when somebody calls us a name? What about when somebody uses the you know, obviously the bomb, or yells at us about that, right? The F-bomb or whatever they're using. Think about that, and we get, you know, angry about that. Or, you know, when someone calls us stupid. You know, think about how angry we get with racial comments. And I'm not playing this down at all. I'm saying, though, how much power these words have. And it's interesting because I feel like some words have too much power. And then I feel that some words that have this power are grossly misused. I think that some people actually kind of unfortunately lose their power because they're constantly using these words that don't make them look good. They're constantly using these words that make us question how knowledgeable they are, how mentally stable they are. And it's interesting when you listen to somebody's use of language, how you can make a lot of judgment calls based on that use of language. It's interesting how somebody can talk above someone and make them feel small. Feel small. It's interesting how a word can be used in multiple different ways and facets, and in one way be something that's somewhat positive, and in another way be something completely different. And I find that because of the use of language and how powerful it is and how necessary it is to have communication and language, you know, there's a tendency of using it for one's advantage. There's a tendency of using it to prove a point. There's a tendency of using some of this language to create insecurity. There's also times where the language is used to create, you know, fear. And I find that when we use language inappropriately, that's when we find ourselves in a little bit of an issue. I also find that when we use language inappropriately, and it's a manipulative type way of creating a manipulative reality based on what we're trying to get from someone, that's when I think that we've corrupted language, right? So that's when I believe that we've corrupted the language. And, you know, that is where I feel that the rubber meets the road in this discussion, is that many of us may have found ourselves in manipulative type relationships, whether it's with your boss or whether it's with a family member that you've had a challenging time with. And it goes from one extreme to the other. One day they love you, the next day they're very mean to you or judgmental. Maybe they're manipulating how you feel, and you're questioning constantly, am I feeling the right way? Am I doing the right thing? Am I making the right decision? You know, is this the right way to be? Oh, now they're being nice to me. Okay, this is nice. Oh, wait, all of a sudden now I'm now they're not. It's interesting, too, how people will stop speaking to you, the silent treatment, when they want to use that against you. And so they know the power of their voice. They know the power of communication, and they know what it's like to turn it off. Okay, that's always very interesting. Turning off the communication, silent treatment is used. So we know how valuable communication is, because when we take communication away, we see how painful it is for the other person on the other side, because we're basically playing a game. We are playing a game and basically stating, you know what, if you don't do what I want you to do, or you don't act the way I want you to act, or you don't respond the way I want you to respond, I'm not even communicating with you. And this is a huge manipulative tactic that's used by a lot of people. And usually that manipulative tactic has been learned by that person from probably somebody that raised them. Okay? It's very interesting. This passive-aggressive manipulative tactic is something that's used to be able to control the language. When I return, I'm going to be talking about our actions, how our actions speak louder than words, how words have a high authority and meaning, and how we can eventually do what's right, speak our truth, and live our truth, and be able to understand when we're around other folks who might be talking one way but acting another. Later on in the hour, Dan Nelson will be here for the historical perspective. So stay tuned, because we have a lot left for you on the show. I don't want you to miss anything, and I'm glad you're here. Okay, Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I hope you've
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about language and how language has, well, a lot of meaning and how we put a lot of power in the words. We put a lot of power in words. We give endearing words this power. Think about how we feel about the word love. Think about how we feel about the word hate. Think about how we feel about profanity and how some of those types of words can make our blood boil. Think about some of the labels that people can give us that make our blood boil and that anger us to the core. And it's interesting how sometimes these words can blindside us into believing that a relationship is much different than it is. Like I was talking about earlier, you know, it's interesting how we can be manipulated by language. How we can be manipulated by language and how we can be manipulated by people who actually use the silent treatment so that we do not communicate and have that connection with language. I find that that's very interesting as well. And so we have a tendency of getting blindsided by the words that are being used. We have a tendency of believing the words instead of the actions. We have a tendency of believing the words instead of looking at the actions. And see, the reason for that is we were brought up to believe that the words are so important. We were brought up to believe that the words are so valuable we didn't really look at what the action behind it needs to look like. And so today's show is about really thinking about it, because think about it. I like to have a little bit of humor, but it's like, why would somebody define, you know, why would somebody give the name of an ant to an ant? Yes, it sounds like it works now because, you know what, that's how we grew up knowing it. You know, like, it's like, why did the cow get the name of cow? Why did a dolphin get a dolphin name? You know what I'm saying? I mean, why isn't dog cat and cat's dog? You know, really, because if you grew up with cat being dog and dog being cat, you wouldn't know any better. It would be fine. Everybody would be good, and they'd be calling, you know, dogs cats and cats dogs forever. Think about it. I mean, the word marriage, how powerful the word marriage is. What does it conjure to you in your head when you hear the word marriage? When you hear the word divorce, what does that say to you? When you hear the word birth, what does that mean to you? When you hear the word death, what does that mean to you? And I want you to dig into this. Do some journaling on this later on after the show, or do it right now. I mean, this is some stuff that really can be thought about, that really can be thought about on a different level to really bring understanding and clarity into our life. So think about that. All the power we give these words. Think about how loosely sometimes we speak these words. I want a divorce, or after an argument. Well, you know what? I want a divorce. I'm done. Some of you might be in a marriage right now where you've heard your significant other say they want a divorce 20 times. And it's always during an argument. How does that make you feel? What does that do to you? And I know after time and time again, it begins to be not that, you know, it's not that big of a deal. You're like, they always say it, it's not a big deal. But does it hurt? You know, and it's interesting because do they say it because they want to hurt you? You know, I find that a lot of people don't know how to be happy. They don't really know if they deserve to be happy. And if you're going to be with somebody like that, guess what? You're not going to be happy either. Because they're going to make sure of it because they don't know how to be happy. And doggone it, you're not going to be happy either because you're right there with them. You're saddled up with them, right? But think about it. The way that words are used. Think about the way that the silent treatment is used to manipulate the usage of words. I mean, that's hardcore there. And we're going to be talking more about that here in the hour. Dan Nelson's going to be here as well with his historic perspective. But think about that. Think about it. The way that we give all this power to words, the way that we think about the words, the way we interpret the words, and sometimes how we use the words for not always the highest good. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shapes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People in Elizabeth City, North Carolina are demanding answers following the deadly shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. He was killed on Wednesday while sheriff's deputies were serving a drug-related warrant. They're angry because police body cam footage hasn't been released yet. Passwatank County Sheriff Tom Wooten.
Bear with us. I hear you. I hear you. I hear your pain. I know that the community is hurting.
7 sheriff's deputies have been placed on leave. 3 have resigned, but not because of Brown's death. They're now calling for stronger actions after the killing of a black man in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Ex-officer Kim Potter supposedly mistook her handgun for her taser, but she fatally shot Dante Wright. She's being charged with second-degree manslaughter. Family attorney Thomas Bowers.
You're looking at modern-day lynchings that are caught on camera.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about words and how words have value, they have meaning, and how a lot of times some of these words we give a lot of meaning and a high value to. Right before the break, I was talking about how we interpret the words birth, how we interpret the words death, how we interpret the words marriage, or what about divorce? And it's interesting how these words can have power, lots of power. And they have their own definition and their power. It's also interesting how we can throw these words around. It's very interesting. I mean, how often have you been in an argument with your spouse and the first thing that they go to is, I want a divorce, I'm over this, I'm tired of this marriage, I want a divorce. How many times have you heard that? Right? Now, if you're in kind of a trauma bond type relationship, or you're in a relationship with someone that, you know, is pushing your buttons, this is the go-to argument. Some of you might be in marriages where, you know, when there's a type of argument or a disagreement, days. I've even heard of some silent treatments lasting weeks into months for the folks living in the same house. I mean, that's intense. And think about how powerful words are, but also how powerful cutting the ability to speak off is, because that is one of the highest levels of manipulation there is. It's to stop communication completely. If I stop communication, I don't allow you to communicate at all. I'm holding all the cards, okay? How many of you probably listening, I know I've been in it before, have been in what I would consider a trauma bond? Many times in a trauma bond, we think the trauma bond is real love, when in actuality, it's actually a trauma bond, okay? Two people bonded in trauma. Trauma beginning at a young age, and then we're basically reliving this type of trauma throughout this next relationship. Now, in order to win against the trauma bond, we actually have to get right with ourselves, understand, be able to dig deep and understand why we're matched in this relationship. What brought me to this relationship? What am I supposed to learn? All of these trauma bond situations are based on learning. It's not a horrible situation. It's not like, oh, I've been destined to hell. No, it really is about learning. But see, for many of us, it's hard to see that. And for many of us, we keep going back into the cycle pattern of the trauma bond because we haven't realized the journey and the lesson that we are supposed to learn. All very interesting stuff. But once we graduate through the trauma bond situation, we begin to see ourselves more clearly. I think I've spoken this on other shows. I know I've spoken this on other shows that, you know, our purpose in life is very interesting. Our purpose in life is not about what company you started or how much money you give to charity. Not that that's not important stuff, or what grades you got in school or how many degrees you got or how many children you have. Or, you know, it's all great stuff, but again, these are ancillary things. These are side things. They don't make out your purpose. Your purpose is about learning who you are and understanding who you are and graduating to a position of understanding that and understanding who you are. And understanding a trauma bond is something that really helps you to understand who you are. Because when you're in a relationship and you begin to realize that it's not real love, it looks like it, but it's not. Both of y'all are dealing with situations, and both of you are fueled by each other and triggered by one another to continue into that cycle until you begin to see the truth. Now, in a trauma bond, the words that are used are very powerful. The mean, angry, venomous words that are used. And then, maybe the day later, the endearing, loving, caring words that are used as well. It's like a blender of emotion. You go from one extreme to the other, from the other to the other extreme. You don't know where your head ends and your butt begins. Because it's crazy in a way, because, and people say it's crazy making, because you don't really know where you stand. It's up and down, up and down, up and down, and then we get these words of validation, and we hold them so tight like diamonds, when in reality these words of validation are only just crumbs. Because it's not the truth. It's not the truth. But in the moment it might be, and in the moment the person might feel that way, but they don't follow up with that as well. And so it's very interesting how, to me, a trauma bond is fueled not by the actions of someone. It's fueled by the words. Because if we got silent in those relationships and just watch the relationship for what it is based on the actions of each other, we would probably come to the conclusion a lot quicker of what we're actually dealing with here, right? Allowing us to understand, allowing us to be able to observe like a scientific experiment, which I help my clients do, being able to step back emotionally, not confusing what's being said versus what is really being done, and then being able to execute the proper plan to begin to exit out of that relationship and begin to understand ourselves on our own and why we got in that relationship to begin with. Now, in the beginning, it can feel like the other person is evil, but are they really evil? Because I don't think that we can ever paint one person black or white. Nobody is always a savior and a saint, and nobody is always a horrible sinner and a horrible person. It just doesn't work that way. There's always gray areas. And so when we understand that, we begin to understand that the trauma bond was actually a gift given to us to understand better yet who we are. Better yet, who we are as a person, and to understand where some of that trauma began. And I'm going to be talking more about this after Dan's conversation about the historical perspective, because I feel that a lot of times we can get confused by this, but we can get confused by words so easily. I need us to just start stepping back and seeing what people are actually doing. If we actually see what people are doing, it can be very helpful. Also, it's a good check for ourselves. How are we doing that? Are we checking ourselves what we're saying versus what we're doing? Because we might be doing this exact same thing to other people in our life and not know it. Now it's time for our historical perspective, Dan Nelson. Dan Nelson, great to have you in studio today. How are you doing?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
So today we're going to be talking about how the vice president is chosen. Is that what we're talking about today?
Yeah, pretty much sort of working around that. I came across this story actually researching a client's ancestor was Richard Mentor Johnson, who we'll talk about a little bit later, was vice president of the United States. And basically, in research again, he was the first vice president chosen under the terms of the 12th Amendment. Of course, 12th Amendment means after the Constitution was written, 11 other amendments were done, and then this 12th one came along. And the reason they needed this amendment, because they didn't really think about how political parties would evolve. So the way it used to work is whoever got the first most votes was president, whoever got second most was vice president. So when Adams, who was a Federalist, was president, Thomas Jefferson, who was a Democratic Republican, was his vice president, and they did not agree. So think of it in modern terms. If Trump's vice president had been Hillary Clinton, would have that been a little testy? Would if right now, if Biden's vice president was Trump because he got the second most amount of votes, would that be make it interesting out there? So they quickly realized that you would have these power positions at cross purposes, and it'd just be a mess. And so they ran into that mess, and so they addressed it by creating the 12th Amendment. And the way it used to work is for the Electoral College, everybody's favorite college, that you would go and you had to cast one vote for, when they changed it, one for president, one for vice president. So that way you were truly choosing who was going to be vice president versus just saying whoever came in second as president, you know, that their prize was to be the vice president. So an example of where this sort of, again, ran into trouble, and it was sort of a defect in the formula, was you could actually have a tie between the candidates. You know, if you get the right amount of electoral votes, depending on how many each state had, because, you know, it's tied, the Electoral College used to be tied to the ever-growing House and Senate. They've capped the size of the House any longer, so the Electoral College number stays the same. But that wasn't the case back then. So what they ended up doing is, in this particular election, they had a tie. And the tie came about because they were playing games, but you didn't have electronic communication. So everyone thought somebody else was going to do the part of the game to cause it to work. So you ended up having a tie between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr. And they went to 36 ballots to decide who the president should be. And a guy named Alexander Hamilton, who you may have heard about from a play, sort of broke the tie and got Jefferson elected. And that made Burr very unhappy. And, of course, we all know from the play Hamilton that they ended up later having a duel over some other purposes. But when you cause a guy to not be president and want to be president, that, you know, is a good groundwork for maybe a future duel. So the other thing that was out there was the small states were worried that they wanted to be able to elect the vice president, thinking, again, it would be a check on the president's powers. So one of the rules that's put in there and still exists today is the president and the vice president can't be from the same state. And I didn't know that. And there's a couple examples where that could have been a challenge for us. So And one recent example was just Bush Cheney, because Cheney lived in Dallas for 5 years as the CEO of Halliburton. Prior to that, he lived in Wyoming. He was a congressman for Wyoming, so he repatriated himself to Wyoming so that conflict wouldn't be there. Another example is, she says she was joking, Hillary Clinton, that she might choose her husband Bill to be her vice presidential candidate. People probably forgot that little interview. And I guess he could have moved back to Arkansas and she could have been a resident of New York. But, again, that would have created conflict there. So they actually, the 20th Amendment cleared up some of these things related to not, you know, having the tie and, you know, having to have 36 ballots and somebody wanting to shoot somebody after it all finished up. So those were examples of why the 12th and 20th Amendment were needed. Now, those of you who were following the, I guess you call the pretend presidency on House of Cards with Frank Underwood and I forget what name of his wife was in the show. But anyway, she became the president and the whole game was she was going to pardon him and then he was going to be the vice president. Well, based on these amendments, that wouldn't have worked. So they took a little liberty there because most of us don't know. They can't be from the same state. Now, I guess he could have moved back to South Carolina and she could have stayed in Washington, D.C. But that's a little known feature there. And so we always think, oh, they're choosing somebody from another state because they want to get balance. And hopefully all the people from the vice president's state will also, you know, vote for the presidential candidate just because they're from their state. I don't know how many people actually vote that way, where if I lived in Delaware and the vice president presidential candidate was from Delaware, I'd switch my vote to the opposite party. But you can only hope, right, that it makes a difference.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that at all. I always kind of thought it was the fact that, you know, you didn't want to, like, put all your eggs in one basket. Like, you didn't want everybody from Texas or you didn't want everybody from whatever state running.
Yeah, well, certainly there's regional differences. So if you say, okay, I have a president or a vice president from different places. And really, when all this really gets tested is when you have a president die in office, because does the vice president see through their agenda or go over with their own since they're from a different part of the country? And I learned when I was doing a little tour of some of the museums and presidential libraries that LBJ really followed through on Kennedy's agenda. Kennedy could not have probably likely achieved what was achieved with civil rights if it hadn't been for his passing and Johnson picking it up, because a Southerner becoming a champion of civil rights was far more powerful than a Northeasterner. So obviously nobody wanted Kennedy to die, but in terms of getting what he wanted to get done, it happened basically because Johnson was able to take over as president.
I'd be interested. Maybe next show you could give us some examples of how all this impacted recent elections that we might, have been around for.
Sure, absolutely.
Because I think that sometimes when we go back to history, it's awesome, but it's like, what, you know, how did that impact us in our recent election or that one before? You know, because I think when you vote, you know, for the first few times, it's impactful. So it's interesting to understand, you know, the people that ran at that time.
Yep.
Well, Dan, I will see you next week.
All right. Look forward to it.
Definitely a good conversation piece, that information from Dan. Can't wait to see him next week. And when I return, I'll be talking more about the power of language, but also yet how we can use this to be the best version of ourselves and how we can understand the concept to really look past this and be able to determine what's really happening in our relationships, to really understand what's really going on, to see past the verbiage, to see past the nouns and the verbs and the actions and all that stuff, and be able to see the actual actions that somebody takes. Not look at their action words, not listen directly about what they're telling us that they're going to do, but actually seeing them do it. Okay, stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Now you fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about language and the power of language and how to understand and look past a little bit past the language and into really what somebody really feels by looking at their actions. And I find that it can be difficult because we live in a world and we live in an environment where words are so important, where print is so important. And more often than not, we don't really look at the actions. We weren't trained to look at the actions. You know, our mom and dad didn't say, hey, by the way, you know, you need to look at someone's actions to know what's going on. And some of you might have been educated that way, but some of you might not have. And so what I'm asking you to do right now and to do from this day forward is just to be aware that language and words don't always dictate how someone really feels. Language and words can be used to manipulate a situation. Language and words could be used properly, but the only way that we know it's proper, the only way that we know it's true, is when we see it in action. And so I'm asking you to take a challenge. Take the challenge. Take the Live Your True Life challenge. And begin to really look at it when you're dealing with somebody And it's easier sometimes when we're thinking and using this technique, not necessarily with the people that we live with, and we'll eventually get to that, and that's the next stepping stone. But I believe it's starting to use that with friends, folks at work, because it makes it a little easier, because when somebody does let you down, or you do see the chinks in the armor, and you do see that the words were just words, it doesn't hurt as bad. But we need to use this across the board so that we really understand where we stand with these folks, but also how these people really see us and what they're really doing about it. Because it's interesting, because somebody can tell you that they care about you, but do they show that they care? Do they do the things that are what a caring person would do, or do they not? You know, it's interesting because I find that when we have these words, because of our texting society, our society of texting, we start using these words and these words and these words, and there's so many words. And some people, when they're on a dating site, will be texting back and forth for days before they ever speak on the phone. And they start reading into what the words say and what the person's meaning and what did that mean and what's the cadence of that? How do you feel that is? If it was said, would it sound like this or would it say, sound like that? You know, it's amazing how many arguments that can come up on a text conversation that wasn't meant to be an argument at all. But do you see how powerful words can be and how we need to really get past those words and see how somebody actually truly acts? And that's when we know what they really think. And it's fine. You know, we can't know what everybody's always thinking all the time. And do we want to know? No. We need to really figure out who we are and find that value within ourselves. And I'll be doing more shows on finding your value within so that you're not giving your power to other people hoping that they see your value, because that's why we find ourselves in a lot of relationships that might be more trauma bonded, because we want them to see our value, because mom and dad or somebody never saw our value, and now we're back in this other relationship where this person doesn't see our value. You see what I'm saying? And so this is stuff that we really need to discuss. This is stuff that we really need to understand, because once we really truly understand this, we don't get caught in the mix anymore of, okay, well, this is what they're saying. I mean, I know that this is what they're saying and it feels really good. It's like love bombing, right? In the beginning of a relationship, when you're being love bombed, you're like, oh my gosh, I've never been in a relationship like this. It's like a whirlwind of romance. I've never felt this way. This person's always here and they're attentive. And I mean, it's just amazing. But it's like, eventually that starts running out, and then you try to get back to that situation and you're like, what happened? But we realize that that was what somebody was doing in the process because of their own insecurities. And if we actually would have paid more of attention to the actions, we would have started seeing some issues. Instead, we were just hearing what we wanted to hear. I find that many people can get into trouble with different relationships because they surround themselves with people that tell them what they want to hear instead of people that tell them the truth. And this is where we need to figure out. We need to see the action and put more value to the action than the words. If you haven't already, check out my website. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. If you'd like to work with me one-on-one, you can sign up right there on the website. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on coaching sessions, and you can set up an appointment right there. As well as you can go to YouTube and check out some of the latest video content. We put up new videos every single week on everything from codependency to trauma bonds to communication to manipulation to gaslighting. And the list goes on. I hope that you've enjoyed the show, and we'll be back next week. I can't wait to see you, and I'm glad that you've tuned in to Live Your True Life Perspectives. And in the meantime, remember, it's all about action. Action matters. Our actions matter just as much as other people's actions matter. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Furtis, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our Dan Sisters genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Dan Sisters clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DanCestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.